Mr. Curtis.
I've got three situations. All you do is tell me what happened next. Play along, 81199.
Oh. What's occurring?
I don't mean it never happens that it's 5:30. I mean that we
never happens that you're on time.
Yeah.
It's like the Hoff's been teaching you a few things.
So, have you been doing this while I've been away? Oh, you haven't? Okay, right. So, it's a fresh start. Becky versus Chappers. Let's do it.
Oh. What's occurring?
First one.
When you say it's a fresh start, it's not a new season, is it?
No, it's just it's not been on this week.
No.
You know Greg James?
Yeah.
He's been doing this show for a couple of days. Thanks very much, Greg. This morning he went back to his normal show, which is the same time as this one, only 12 hours earlier. Mm. 4 till 6:30 a.m. Now, this morning, they did have a bit of a problem on his show.
Oh, bless him.
Things went really wrong with the equipment.
Right.
But Greg and his producer, Neil, you know Neil, they're both very professional, aren't they?
Greg is very professional, yeah.
Mm. Is he more professional than me?
No, not at all.
Good.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't let anything faze them, would they? Because, like you said, they're both very professional.
Greg wouldn't let anything faze him, no.
If things went wrong, let's say, you probably wouldn't even notice. Like, they'd just smooth it over and the broadcast would continue. But things did go really wrong today. Here's my question to you, everybody. How long did it take them to fix what was wrong, which was quite a lot, and get back to normal? Remember, they're very professional. How long?
And Greg's producer, Neil, was in charge of this, was it?
It was a kind of team effort.
Right.
They were both trying to work
Greg's
it out.
Greg's producer, Neil, played a part in this, did he?
Yes.
Him for trying to fix it. 45 minutes.
Oh, Mark, that's mean.
Becky.
If it had been Greg on his own, two minutes.
But you're saying 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Becky?
I think, Neil's not that bad, is he, really?
Depends if he got himself in a mood whilst trying to sort it out.
44,
yes. Okay, good.
That was
the answer I was looking for. Very tactical. Let's do it. Oh, no, hang on, that's wrong. Oh, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
All went really wrong on Greg's show earlier. Here they are trying to fix it.
Pendulum and Showdown on Radio 1. It's 20 past 4. Jason Mraz and Flo Rida coming next after a best bit of the radio from yesterday. Hello? Why is this broken now? Look at that. Neil. Oh, Neil's back, by the way.
Hang on, I'll fix it.
You didn't, though. On the first touch, you didn't do it. Hang on. Look, that button's broken.
Yeah.
Oh, better report that to the engineer. Oh, that one's broken as well. They've all broke. Oh, and that one. Look.
Uh-oh.
My mic's broke. Uh-oh.
Hang on. There may be a little bit of silence, everybody.
Hang on a minute, everyone. Look. We'll just wait there, everyone, a second. Should I put the Midsummer Murders theme tune on?
You can't even. When in doubt, put the Midsummer Murders theme tune on.
Does he have that on standby? Is that what we all should have on standby?
Yeah, it's like, you know what? If it goes wrong here, I've got Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, good. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Me and Dave have Rosemary and Thyme.
Hang on a second, this is awful. Look, that mic doesn't even close. So look, if I turn my mic off...
You're still on.
People can still hear me. I'm trapped. This is like a panic room. I'm trapped. Even if I leave and start swearing, then everyone can hear me. What's with that?
Put the theme tune on and we'll reset.
Hang on, I'm just going to put a theme tune on and we'll reset everything. Wait there, everyone. Oh, that doesn't even work.
Oh.
Brilliant. Oh,
okay.
This is awful.
Hang on.
Hmm? Can you? Is there like a big reset button?
No.
How do we? Look, I can't. Can I even play any music? Hang on. Look, can I even play?
This is not funny.
This isn't funny. Hang on a second.
I'm enjoying this very much.
I am.
However, this is. I have nightmares about things like this.
I wouldn't wish this on Greg at all. But from Neil's point of view, I'm loving this.
So the microphones weren't on, but you could still hear what they were saying.
Imagine
if that happened on this show. Jeez.
I'm so pleased that they knew that and worked that out quite quickly.
So am I. That could have gone really wrong. Anyway, it's still going on.
You know how I like a wacky prank, but we're not even joking. What's going on? Just bear with us, everyone. I literally... Have we got an emergency CD to play? Look, Wow. Good job this didn't happen on drive time. Imagine that. 6 million people going, what's this noob doing? Hang on. Does anything actually work? No. Nothing works.
At least they can laugh about it.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
That's all you can do in this
situation.
You don't
get this on other stations, do you?
No,
you don't.
It's honesty.
Hello! I'm trapped in a studio!
We'll move next door.
Neil's going to set up the studio next door. And, oh, God, what's that now? So Neil's just gone out of the studio. And, nothing's working. Brilliant. Well, I hope you're all okay today. This is ridiculous. It's Radio 1, by the way. I'm back, baby. Can you tell? Any news in the studio, Neil? Oh. And I'm just going to run through to the next studio. Wait.
Well done, everybody. You're really tired at that time of day, and when everything doesn't work, that's just horrible. It's like that time that when I was doing that show, me and the one that doesn't speak came in to here, and they were like, no, you can't come in here. We're fixing it. I was like, yeah, but we've got a show to do on Radio 1. Don't care. No, you can't come in here. You're in another building.
Well, what? No one's told us. What other building?
I don't know. Just not this one. Yeah, but we are. But there's going to be like a big silence and stuff. Yeah, we have to take that with your line manager, haven't you?
Anyway, in all, 2:46. So Becky just gets the point.
Yay!
Well done. Oh, I feel so sorry for Greg.
What's a kidding?
I have nightmares about that kind of thing. Right, next.
Is that because of the one that doesn't speak not being maybe technically?
We didn't have a clue what was going on. We were just running down the street at 4:10 in the morning with all our like stuff, like headphones, some CDs, going, I wonder what building we're supposed to be in. It might be this one, let's try. Hello. You know Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
She was at the Golden Globe Awards the other night.
Mm.
She won two. Terrible traffic jam there was around my way when that was on.
Was there really?
Yeah, it really was.
Not the name dropping room.
Did I mention I'd been to LA?
Really?
I thought they held the Golden Globes in North London for a minute then. I was a bit confused.
God, sorry, the traffic was diverted. You had to go on La Cienega.
Did you?
Yeah,
you had to go on Lassie? What?
On La Cienega Boulevard.
La Cienega. Is that like the Metro link in Manchester?
Same.
Right.
You were using Lassie as a way to get around because your car was stuck in a jam.
It was terrible traffic. Anyway.
Did you go to the Golden? Did the Hoff go to the Golden Globe?
No, I just drove past it.
Okay.
We weren't invited. Anyway, how long do you think during Kate Winslet's acceptance speech did she spend making strange noises? Admittedly, not as strange as Dev off Coronation Street, but still quite weird. How much of her speech was just noise?
32 seconds.
32 seconds. Why that?
Why are you frowning at that?
Okay, that's fine. Becky?
A minute.
1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Kate Winslet, actress darling, accepting her Golden Globes with some strange noises.
Okay. Okay. Oh God. Sorry, this is going on a bit, but it's just that I'm going to make the most of it.
Okay. It was 35 seconds. Wow.
Bring it on.
Bring it on, chappers. 1-1. Now, I didn't know. I left that, like, with no music on. I wasn't quite sure what music to play. So, which one works for you? Or this one.
Okay. Telling me no.
But my body.
Oh, God.
My body can be earth.
Or...
Sorry, this is going on a bit, but it's just that I'm going to make the most of it.
I think the last one.
Oh! What's occurring?
I'm just grateful you didn't do any of that with Dev.
You know Matt Fincham?
Mm-hmm.
He works on Chris Moore's show. How good do you reckon he is at holding his breath?
Not very at all.
Okay. Now, we did... you remember we did bobbing apples a while ago with the one that doesn't speak?
Mm-hmm.
Today, we did something similar but different. We got Matt Fincham to do bobbing pickled onions.
Oh, gross!
Oh, that is disgusting.
Now, I need to say this. Please do not try this at home. It's not nice. It's very unpleasant. So you've got a big bowl of pickled onions and pickled onion juice. Here's my question... to you. How many pickled onions could he get from the bowl of pickled onions and gross juice in 1 minute?
Are these the pickled onions Cox has had a hand in as well? Are they different ones?
I don't know.
Please say you bought a new jar.
I don't know.
We had a batch delivered or something.
It does seem to be quite a lot of upstairs.
This has got a sting, hasn't it? If you... Go on, yeah. Becky, give us...
One.
One.
I don't, because when you go to put it in your mouth, you're just going to swallow all the juice in, aren't you? And it's going to make him sick. That's disgusting.
Chappers.
None.
I reckon it would be quite hard.
I think it's going to be quite hard.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Matt Fincham bobbing pickled onions. Hi, Matt Fincham.
Hello.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, you see that bowl in front of you?
Yes.
It's full of pickled onions.
Oh.
The twist is there's some pickled eggs in there as well. If you get one of those, they don't count. All right?
So I just eat it and spit them out?
Yeah. Fine. That's it. I'll shout encouragement.
How long have I got?
1 minute.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
Okay, so try and avoid the eggs because they really don't count, okay? As many as you can in 1 minute.
Okay.
Mad Fincham, go!
Oh, got vinegar.
Oh.
Oh, I've lost the bowl.
It's an egg.
Doesn't
count.
If you've got a towel. I can't do this. Seriously.
Oh, no. Don't just spit vinegar.
I can't do it.
What do you need me to do?
I need a towel or some water or some wet wipes.
Oh!
Wet
wipes. I daren't open my eyes.
So just one pickled onion and one egg, which doesn't count. So one.
Whoa.
Thanks, Matt. Please don't do that at home.
No, but I think we quite hurt him. Did you do that hit with him every day?
I did wonder why he smelled earlier when I walked past him.
It's
and his
like
hair
whiff of vinegar,
wet.
Isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, a bit eggy.
Becky, you said one, so you get the point, which means today Becky wins. Oh, what's occurring? Well done.
Oh. Radio 1. Scott Mills.